This week in the podcast for New All Age Comic Books for the week of September 18, 2019, Catwad, Guts, Laser Moose, Miss Marvel, Teen Titans Go, Archie Predator, Red Zone, and much more.
Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Hello, thanks for checking out the podcast. Would you share it with somebody? That sure would be super. Maybe share it on social media, comment on iTunes. That'd be great. Thank you very much. This is Trey with Daddy Mojo. What's happening? This is a great week for graphic novels. We mentioned in the post that sometimes people are like, all-age comic books or all-age graphic novels. And there's really, obviously, there's a difference between the two. But this week, there are some jamming all-age graphic novels. And for the most part, they're original graphic novels. They're original stories or original compilations of strips, of cartoon strips, that are hilarious. There is something for everyone this week. Let's kick it off with this one, Catwad. Catwad! This is the second book in the Catwad series from Jim Benton. This is It's Me, 2, T-W-O. It's Catwad. Who's going to like this? Any elementary school kid and older is going to like this. Think of it as you say cat, so you immediately think Garfield. And I was about to say it's like a much simpler Garfield. And to an extent it is, because it's a cat, but it's very different from Garfield. So I'm going to take back that comparison and just say it's funny. It's got very short cat vignettes, short cat stories. And I was kind of shocked at how much our 9-year-old liked it. Matter of fact, when the first book ended, he said, Daddy, heads up, the second one comes out in September, because the first one came out in the spring of 2019. And lo and behold, it's already September 2019, and book number 2 from this really funny series. And I believe it's a 3-book series from Jim Benton. Great stuff. Who's going to like it? Again, elementary school and up. And up is because anybody who likes a funny comic book strip type creation is going to dig this. So it's going to range all the way through middle, high school, to even those parents, those adults who like to laugh. It's Catwad, It's Me Too, and it's out this week. It retails for $9. If you look around online, you can probably find it cheaper. Kindle price, $5.99, if that's your scene. Guts. If there is a lady in charge of graphic novels and their success, this author is certainly at the top of the heap for this genre. This is Raina Telgemeier, and Guts. You have seen her graphic novels in any elementary school, middle school, or high school. Smile, Sisters, Drama, Ghosts. This is the new one, Guts. I sound like it's a monster truck book, but it's not. Who's going to like this? Well, I mean, if you have a kid that's been in a middle school library, they have seen Sisters or Smile or Drama or Ghosts. And that's the kind of person that's going to like this. Interestingly enough, our elementary school is not down with some of Raina's works, just because some of the topic matter might be a little too old for some elementary school kids. So some elementary school libraries will not put her books in there, just erring on the side of caution. However, middle school libraries, boom. Raina is your bread and butter because she's your comfort reading. Any kid's going to want to read it in middle school and even high school and up. The Book Barn, you've got a Book Barn where you live, don't you? It's where the library sells those overstocks or those donated books. Whenever we see a Raina Telgemeier book in the Book Barn, I know it's going to go quickly. And sure enough, the next time we go back to the Book Barn, boom, it's gone. And that's going to be the case here with Guts. Middle school kids will love it. Girls slightly more than boys, but boys will like it. They won't run away from it. They're not going to be as attracted to it as some properties, but it's a great graphic novel. This is Guts. It's from Scholastic. And look at that fat retail price. Retails for $13. If you buy it online, you can buy it for around $11 or $9. Check it out. This one is actually one of our favorites. And even our 9-year-old really likes it. And I say even like it's surprising because it's not. This title just makes you smile. Here's the title. Laser Moose and Rabbit Boy. Are you familiar with this graphic novel series from Doug Savage? Oh, it is hilarious. And for so many reasons, it's hilarious and great. This third book, Laser Moose and Rabbit Boy, Time Trout. And you don't have to read all of them. This is the third book in Doug's graphic novel series, Laser Moose. We've read the first two just because they're hilarious and they're fun. And even the title alone, it brings a smile to your face. Laser Moose and Rabbit Boy. And it's great. This is the kind of graphic novel that makes kids want to read. We read it last night and just smiled ear to ear from start to finish at the silliness of it, the happiness, at the way it managed to tell a kind of a complex story for an elementary school audience that can also be enjoyed for kids way beyond elementary school. Case in point, much like, what was that first one? Time Trout. Well, much like Catwad. Much like Catwad, Laser Moose has a really wide demographic. It can go elementary school. They're going to like it because it's silly. It's about a moose who can shoot lasers out of his eyes. And that's kind of the same reason I like it. I mean, picture Austin Powers, and yeah, he may have planted the seed in my head a decade or two ago with the dolphin. Could I have lasers on his frickin' eyes? It's like that, except this book is hilarious. It's great. And I don't know if that's where the impetus for the idea came from Mr. Savage, but it's hilarious. And this book is great for any elementary school kid. It's a complex, not a complex, it's a potentially complex story about time travel, a time travel device, and a trout that manages to make it all happen. And it's great. It is fabulous. Kids are going to love it in elementary school and up. And it's broken down into a chapter bit. So three chapters. So for younger kids, they can read a third of it. They could be a little tired and just go a third at a time. For those kids who are 8 and up, they're going to want to read the whole thing in one sitting and then say, where are the first two books, and when does the next one come out? It's Laser Moose and Rabbit Boy, Time Trout, and it is flat out entertaining. You'll love it. This comic book is great. If you like Squirrel Girl, this has kind of the same sensibilities as Squirrel Girl, except in a much more superhero-centric universe. This is Magnificent Miss Marvel. It's an ongoing comic book, and issue number 7 is out this week. And who's this going to be good for? I'll say definitely for those middle school kids. Boys or girls almost equally, because there's going to be enough action in this comic book to keep the boys engaged. But you're talking a female superhero, so it's obviously going to pull in more girls who would not want to read a comic book about a boy superhero. So they got this one. And it's great. It really is. This is about kind of a slightly zombie-trafficked storyline. And you say zombies, and some parents may think, it's not going to be cool for young middle school kids, but it will be. And it's just action-y enough to where those upper elementary school kids, those fifth graders who are looking for something left of center, something cool, a comic book that they can still read because it's got a great price point of $3.99, comes out monthly. Boom. Check it out because it's what the cool kids are reading in middle school. It's Magnificent Miss Marvel from Marvel Comics. And if you're not sure where your local comic book store is, because you may not know, comic book store locator, just go to that website and punch in your zip code and you'll find a comic book store most likely within 4 to 10 miles near you. And if not, you can order them from the website. They've also got a great section for dollar comic books. Check that out. Teen Titans Go! This comic book is awesome. I haven't heard that it's ending. I hope it's not, because DC Comics is kind of, they're tweaking the way they're doing some of their kid comics. So I hope they keep it. note to DC Comics, please keep it because this series is awesome. Issue number 36 is out. This is the comic book series that our youngest likes to read. Our youngest is almost 8. Almost 8. And he can read some of the sight words in this. We love watching the show on Cartoon Network. Love watching that. And this comic book is very entertaining. Issue 36 is out. And you talk about price point. Boom. At $2.99, that is a deal. Because that's the price of experimentation comic books, that is. Where you're like, maybe my kid will like it. It's $2.99, whatever, $3.25 by the time you get out the door with taxes. Let's try it and see. But this is also one of those comic books that they will love. And they being any elementary school kid, any middle school kid, and even some high school kids. Because it's fun. It really is a fun comic book, Teen Titans Go. It's nice. This miniseries I love, and it's going to tweak those middle schoolers and those high schoolers who like left-of-center comic books. And notice I've used that term twice in this podcast. Left-of-center. So some of the comic books that we feature here, you think, that's not really an all-age comic book, like Magnificent Miss Marvel. You know, it's from Marvel Comics, a big comic book producer. But it flies under the radar. So it's not like a Spider-Man or one of the other titles that you've heard of, and you're like, I don't know who it's good for. This one is like that too. Archie versus Predator, obviously from Archie Comics. And this it kicks up from where the original Archie versus Predator miniseries concluded a couple of years ago. This is the second issue in the second part of this miniseries. It's a 5-part miniseries, the second part, and it's a little bit of time travel, a little bit of Apocalyptica, but it's still kind of trademark Archie with tongue fully in cheek with some Predator violence. So put that all together, and if you're in middle school, and you want, again, something that's not really, it's not straight, cut-centered, entertaining, but it's going to look really unique, and you'll be the cool kid for reading it. We love this series. It's great. Anyway, check it out. But we love all of the Archie mashups, because they do it so well. Archie versus Predator, Archie versus Batman 66. They manage to blend Archie with pretty much any property that I've seen, and they do it really well. So check it out. Retails for $3.99, and middle school kids and up, you'll dig it. Some parents don't think of comic books as a legit medium for reading. And yeah, I've been to some nice cons where they talk about this in some of the comic breakouts. And this graphic novel is one that speaks to that. This is The Red Zone, an earthquake story. And this is kind of it's based on a true story, and it's based on a real earthquake that happened in Italy. And how do you make an entertaining graphic novel that's not morose and that's not preachy or that's not about earthquake safety? And that's kind of what The Red Zone manages to do. The Red Zone, it dances on both sides of the line. It's a coherent, entertaining story about three kids, their lives before the earthquake, how they deal with it during, and what lays in the aftermath, and how things change after that. So it's a great example of the graphic novel as a means of education. And I don't mean this to supplement any earthquake knowledge, like here's what happens, or blah, blah, blah. But kids are going to have questions about how to deal with natural disasters. It could be whatever, a tornado or hurricane, an earthquake, something. And this is one of those graphic novels that say, okay, kids, here's how you handle it. And here's the way some of your contemporaries handled it when the real earthquake happened over here. So it's neat. I think you'll like it. It's from Amulet Books, Red Zone graphic novel, The Earthquake Story, out this week. Wow, you say reluctant reader or emergent reader, that is exactly where we are right now with our soon-to-be 8-year-old. He needs to read better than where he is, and these sets of books, these series of books, are jammed, laser-focused at him. Let's check them out. First one up is from Disney Lucasfilm Press, and this is The World of Reading, Star Wars Galaxy of heroes and villains. What is great about the world of reading is that all of their books, they're clearly labeled in the upper right-hand corner, level 2, level 1, level 3, level 4, and I think it goes to level 5. This is level 2, and the level 2 reader has simple sentences. Each page is going to have maybe 3 sentences on it. Maybe. The beauty in these books is that the kid can read it. If they're a legit level 2 reader, they can read the page without getting frustrated and read the story without getting frustrated. And then after they can read the level 2 books well enough, they'll bloop, move up to level 3, then level 4, and level 5. It's a great confidence builder. And if you've got a kid who digs Star Wars and you want to bring them up to this reading level, check it out because it's World of Reading. Star Wars Galaxy of Adventures, Heroes and Villains. It's a series of books for a really friendly price point of only $5. Also up, again in Star Wars, is this one. It's going to skew just a little bit older. And even by the title, you can say, this is why it's older. Star Wars Galaxy of Adventures Chapter Book. So this is going to be good for those elementary school kids who can read slightly better, but still want to dig into the Force in something that's not so cut and dry. In other words, this is not like Palpatine goes to Senate. There's still a lot of action here in Galaxy of Adventures, and it's going to be for kids who are emerging readers, more advanced than level 2 readers, but not really ready for books that don't have a lot of pictures yet. It's also from Disney. Lucasfilm Press retails for $5.99.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.